This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March all the months of the year.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
Happy New Liturgical Year. It is Advent Sunday. And unlike the secular year, the liturgical year begins today. Today, we begin to look towards the coming of the light on Christmas. And we light the first of four Advent candles. An additional one will be lit each Sunday until Christmas. In our world today, it's hard to remember that this is traditionally a time of fasting. This is a penitent season, very much like Lent. And in it, one would give up things, moderate things of the world, in preparation for the coming of the light, when one would then have a very long amount of feasting. One would have the 12 days of Christmas. Really have a fun time then. It would begin on Christmas and keep going. Our modern way of doing things, basically by 9 a.m. on Christmas morning, if you've got kids or kids around, it's all over. If you decide to do the family dinner, it might last a little bit longer. Just sort of depends, but for the most part, a lot of people, Christmas is over, first thing, Christmas morning. And then, after all the feasting, the fasting begins. And this is very unhealthy. The traditional way of fasting first, then feasting, is much more prudent. It has a wisdom to it. If you fast first, you wait first, then, one, you're being a much better Epicurean, as you are preparing yourself to enjoy the feasting more, but also the meaning is not lost on Christmas morning. The lip service we have in our secular holiday is kind of a social or even familial redemption. That's the myth that plays out in all these Christmas specials and so forth, that one can be redeemed. But it's never a deep redemption. It's never a existential one. It's always a relational one. Redeemed in the eyes of society or in the eyes of one's family or something. It's not very deep. And the traditional way of approaching this holiday, this season, is to look towards that deeper notion of redemption. And it is there in the Gnostic scriptures where there are five mysteries listed, five sacraments. One of them, the apollotrosis, is literally the redemption, being redeemed from slavery, very much like the notion of redeem this bottle for 5 cents. You know, it's being bought free in some way. And to be bought free, to be purchased, have one's servitude or slavery purchased away, is a price. In our backwards way of doing things, in our secular world, we want to buy things first and then pay later. And we end up always pain. You know, many people who focus so much on Christmas that their entire budget for their family revolves around this one day, preparing for it, and then paying off what was borrowed on credit cards or whatnot afterwards. And it makes it very, very difficult. It makes it a very stressful affair. And far from liberating, it's very much an enslaving holiday. We are enslaved to our expectations of having whatever the Christmas spirit is supposed to be without looking inward, without having some time to contemplate who we are, where we come from. All of the mysteries are initiatory mysteries. They initiate something. They begin something. The Eucharist is a mystery. And this is also the beginning of the liturgical year. So we have a lot of beginnings going on today. When we seek what we lack in the right places, we can find it. We seek what we lack, as we are told to do by all the marketers of the world, in products, in services, in vacations or trips or whatever, some outward form, then we will not find it. If we try to find fulfillment through our expectations, we will be disappointed unless we have really low expectations, which isn't a whole lot of fun either. People with really low expectations are usually not fun to be around either. So rather than buy what's being sold to us every year, at least inwardly, as much as it is ours to be free from these things, let us fast. It doesn't mean eating less, though, let's face it, most of us could probably use that. I know I could. But it means fasting from the world, focusing inwardly, focusing to what truly matters. We look inside. We see our need, truly. It's not a need for a new car or a cell phone that plays goofy music or whatever other weird things I've seen on TV lately. It's a need to feel the presence of God, to feel the divine. It's a need to grow towards God, towards the divine. The readings for today, Collect, says it very plainly, very clearly. This is the beginning of the year. Look back to our beginnings, to the origination of our souls, to the light that is within us. And that origination is God. God, Theroma, divine, is the unknown father, the unknown progenitor. We cannot encompass it with a word or with a thought or with a symbol. But we can know it. We can know it because we are a part of it. We are a part of him. We are a part of her. He's a part of us. She is a part of us. When we turn our attention to what is important within us, we find what is important within us. It's very simple. When we seek the light truly, we will find the light. The gospel today is the beginning of the Gospel of Thomas. Do not cease seeking until you find. often we really like to be handed a lot of these things. We don't even know what it is we're missing. And we're afraid of what we might be missing, or are afraid of our inadequacies, or even afraid of our own needs. And we run away. We ignore them. We try to close them off with our ideas, by thinking, oh, things are fine, or I fully understand all this stuff. But a Gnostic only knows what a Gnostic has gnosis of. Everything else is provisional. It's the best we've got. Our foundation is gnosis. It's the only sure foundation in the cosmos. But it isn't an expansive one. We don't know everything. We don't understand fully what we know. It's time of initiations and beginnings. It's good to admit that as far as development goes, human beings are not that far along. None of us, really. The Gnostic path is one of transformation and growth. One could sum it up euphemistically, which I always like to sum things up euphemistically, as grow up. It's the Gnostic path. The growing up is not physical. It's psychological. Most importantly, spiritual. But to grow up is to realize, grow, and cultivate that seed within us, that seed of light. It's to kindle that spark of the divine, set it ablaze. It is to return from whence we came to the fullness of God. Another passage, the Gospel of Thomas. Disciples ask Jesus how the end will come. How will it be? We all want to know what's coming in the future. And he says to them, do you know the beginning that you would inquire of the end? For where the beginning is, there the end will be. Our beginning is in God. There our end will be. But we must make the journey in between. Each of these mysteries, each of these symbols, initiate something, quicken something within us. If we listen, not just outwardly, but inwardly, then there is something like an electrical spark that gives that light to us and gives that deeper life to us as well. For life, if we merely live it horizontally in the world, the horizontal plane as opposed to the vertical transcendent plane, is very wearying and we wear out and kind of left without a whole lot of anything that cool. Reminds me of the Far Side cartoon where it shows a person growing up across many, many panels of a cartoon from, you know, infant to old lady, and last panel has a speech balloon that said, well, that sucked. And if we try to live out this very narrow life, this biological life, well, it ain't all that great. But if we connect to that deeper life, the life Christ talks about, says, I've come that you might have life, might have it more abundantly. The Mandaeans speak of the great life, and we are a part of that. We come from that. We will return to that. So many passages tell us. So let us look within. Listen within. Take what time we can in what is a busy, crazy, silly time for so many to fast from the world, to contemplate, meditate, pray, but mostly to listen, to seek the light. To seek the light, we must know that we are seeking it before we can find it. We must listen to our needs before we can follow them and fulfill them. So, as the world darkens, let us dim our outer activities as well. Seek the light within, for it is coming. In our cycle, we will be here in a few weeks. And in as much as we can, it is good to live the mythic cycle, to experience it deeply. That is where the gnosis will come. That is where our understanding will deepen. And that is how we will become free and return to whence we came and recover our true nature. So may the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth descend upon us and remain with us always. Amen. The Gnostic calendar features the liturgical year of the Ecclesia Gnostica and many additional holidays and dates of interest. With original artwork by a Gnostic priest, the Gnostic calendar is truly one of a kind. Get yours today at gnosis.org/calendar. That's gnosis.org/calendar.